Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Tell you what, standing up against corporate tyranny. You can keep going on with that intro, guys. Okay, what's going on with GCN here? Okay, I guess we're live, folks. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I know that there's 142 stations listening to us right now. Do forgive us. That is not how we conduct ourselves here. There was just a bit of a technical error there. Again, forgive us for that, friends. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that if you want to go ahead and check us out online, please do this. We'll just get this out of the way right here and now. We just got done protesting here in the state of Minnesota, and I got to tell you what, friends, I am very pleased with what happened today, but I think you're going to be most unpleased with the information that I'm about to give you. And I'm going to play some audio, I'm going to play some video for you to understand as to what we're up against here in corporate America. And I'm talking about fascist corporations that are aggrandizing, assuming authorities unto themselves that the governors cannot even implement. And I'm talking about unconstitutional conduct, which makes it soft tyranny, but I don't care, friends. It's tyranny, and we got to call it for what it is. So before we get to that, I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Please go over to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. When you go over to Sons of Liberty Media.com, there's actually 10 to 15 articles over there every single day combating the lies in the mainstream media. If you want to go over to social media platforms, please do. They're on the right side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you look to the right there, it seems like there's a whole lot of people concerned about their country today. Let me tell you, as our numbers are continuously throttled by big tech companies today. But with that said, go to the right side of the page. Go ahead and join us on social media platforms. You can see the morning show below the afternoon show. And the good news here, friends, is I have you for 2 hours today. And again, 142 cities listening to us. Today alone, we're also broadcasting into 53 countries. I also wanted to let you know we got a couple new people on board on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'll probably get to that when I just get a little more time here. Nuga Radio 92.7 and 95.3 FM. Nuga Radio 92.7 and 95.3 just joined us out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. We totally appreciate your trust. And I think we have one more here, and I'm right. KZLS 99.7 FM, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. KZLS 99.7 FM just joined us. We also have KZLS 1640 AM out of Indead, Oklahoma. KZLS 1640 AM. Why are we growing in such a fashion, friends? Because people are sick and tired of the diplomacy. They're tired of seeing their politicians and the hirelings that are in the pulpits today. They're tired of watching them fraternize their God-given rights. So we're not doing that here. We never have and we never will, because the anointing's not for sale here. So just as long as we've got that set right, we can go on to the next point. Folks, when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I do want to remind you to subscribe to that page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also, when you get a moment, go over to that of BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, and go ahead and join us on social media platforms. We're on the front page of BeforeIt'sNews.com. Now, I know it's a beautiful day today, but I want to let you know I'm going to show you some audio and play some video for you concerning as to what we just got done doing here in the state of Minnesota concerning that of the fascist Menards in corporate America attempting to take unto themselves powers and authorities the governors themselves don't have. Let me take it a step further, friends. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play some audio video for you, and I'm going to show you the power of protest when it takes and what it takes to stand up to corporate tyranny. The people that came out today, I'll tell you what, it was twice as many as what we have expected. And they came, and they came, and they came. It started out right when we got there. There was three people there. About 9 o'clock, there's probably about 10 to 15. And then before we knew it, we had about 30, and then we had 40, and then we had 50. And I was only expecting to have just half of that because of where we were situated. And what we were doing, friends, we were standing in front of corporate America, Menards. They're one of the worst. Folks, this is fascist America at work today. Again, assuming authorities unto themselves that the governors in our particular states don't have any authority to implement. And before you walk into, in particular, Menards, it has their little Gestapo sign that you have to comply, because if you don't comply, you cannot come into their store and buy. I'm not making this up. They're telling you that if you come into our store, you have to comply. You have to buy one of our masks. And if you don't buy one of our masks, you cannot buy from Menards. Can somebody please show me a law? Can somebody please produce the law that's the backbone of what they threaten concerning the people that do not comply? I'm here to tell you, friends, there is no law. So why are people complying with it? Well, we sat out there for about, 4 hours. I don't think there was any downtime to the entire day, to the entire 4 hours. If you're in radio, you know that you can have very little downtime, and it just comes natural here anyways. But when we're out in front of the store, I'm literally on this megaphone every 5 seconds shouting something back to the people in our county. And, for example, since when did Menards become a government unto themselves? When did corporate businesses, when did they become a law unto themselves to enforce what the governors cannot? I shared with the people, you love your freedom so much today that you're willing to go ahead and let someone else sacrifice themselves over and over and over again so that you can remain a free people. Now, what was interesting was 85% of the people, easy, hands down, were in favor of what we were doing. So I would tell those people that were honking and those that were giving us the thumbs up and those that were giving us the woo-hoos, we're on your side. We had to tell those people too, because we loved them enough to tell them the truth as well. Because remember, love worketh no ill. Read Galatians 5. We owe them the truth. We had to tell those people too, what is it that you love your freedom so much that you don't actually mean what you say when you have the opportunity to say it and mean it? So like when you walk into the store, you're told by Menards to wear a mask. And again, if you don't wear a mask that doesn't work, say at the manufacturers, you're not going to sell to us. Can somebody again produce a law? No, they can't produce a law. They can agree with us, 85% of the people, but it's those 85% of the people that are still walking inside of the stores and buying their product. They are adding strength to tyranny. They are aiding and abetting those that are trampling our God-given rights. Here, I got a question for you before I go to the next segment, before this hard break comes up. How many men fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have today that you're allowing corporate companies to go ahead and trample underfoot? They are assuming authority, again, that the government does not even have. How is it that you're okay to comply with their unconstitutional orders? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, what I'm going to do, friends, I just want to show you what we were doing this morning. And while I show you this audio... I'm sorry. As I show you this video, the audio is really low, but I have Stephanie that was with us. Now, keep in mind, we're on the corner of this building, literally hundreds. We had about 1,000 cars in 4 hours that had to listen to everything that we had to say. So we picked the right corner, and I praise God for the opportunity. And I'm really happy about the people that showed up. I don't think there was one person that showed up that was intimidated by what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, all these people, as I said during the last segment, 85% of them agreed with what we were saying, but they didn't agree enough to actually stand up and mean what they say.
Well, we had some people actually saw what we were doing, too, however, and they came out and
That's
joined
right.
us with signs.
That's
that was
right.
encouraging as well.
Amen. Okay, so what we did, and this is what I want you to see, this is how far in particular this corporation, this business, Menards, took it today. We had a 70-year-old man, a veteran from
yeah,
Vietnam.
I can set it up, yeah.
With the Vietnam vet hat. Go ahead, Steph. Go ahead.
So basically, the veteran came with his wife. They've been married for 50 years in support of our constitutional rights. And, of course, he fought for our rights and is continuing to still fight for our rights. And so he thought it'd be a good idea to have a flag out there, too, as well, just to show our patriotism.
Yep.
We're standing for freedom, our First Amendment, so on and so forth. So he wanted to go inside and purchase a U.S. flag. And as this video is set up, for those of you who can see, sorry, it is turned to the side. I don't know how that happened. We had it the right way the whole time. But it's
you get the point.
You get the point.
Yeah.
For those of you who are watching it, but we'll kind of let it play out, and I'll do the commentary.
Okay.
But basically,
so this is a 70-year-old veteran walking into Menards today. Okay. This is fascism at its very worst. Folks, there's not a store like this that acts the way that they act. I mean, you want to talk about the modern-day Gestapo? Again, what I want you to keep in mind before I play this video and this audio is that Menards, corporations do not have the authority that governors do not. Neither does the DH or the Department of Health, by the way. Okay? But I want to show you what happened when we walked inside of the store. Stephanie's going to narrate so she can tell you exactly play by play as to what took place when that veteran, my son, and my wife walked in to buy a flag. Now, just keep in mind, a veteran wanted to buy a flag, okay? And he refused to wear a mask. Now, watch this.
Okay, so you can kind of see, for those who are watching, we walked into the front of the store, and immediately, as soon as we walked in, it was like they were just waiting for us. I had a lady immediately stop us with a mask on. Ma'am, no, you need a mask. I cannot videotape in here. And I said, well, where does it say that I can't videotape? And they're saying, well, talk to the managers. Well, if you can see the video, you've got the veteran up there with our son, and our son went with him too as well. He was immediately stopped by two different managers.
Gestapo.
Another, you can.
Okay, thank you. I have exactly what I need.
Yeah, I said I have exactly what I need.
They
another
were proving
lady,
the point, folks, all the way around.
She was yelling at me from across the room, said I couldn't videotape in there, so on and so forth.
Minnesota.
I said, we're at the Buffalo Menards in Buffalo, Minnesota. So I go behind them. She said I couldn't videotape. And, they had to have masks. So literally, if you're watching, they're being escorted by two managers, a man and a woman, who were following them every single step of the way. They would not leave them out of their sight. He ultimately told them, no one is going to serve you here. He also said that
this
the
is
cops
Menards, folks,
were on their way.
This is Menards. Managers telling a veteran that wanted to buy a flag that would not put a mask on, saying to him, you are not going to be served here. That should tell you exactly what type of people that we're dealing with. Some will say, well, this is soft tyranny. I don't care. It's tyranny, friends. And this is fascist corporate America. This is the arm of fascism. They are assuming authorities that the governor does not have, and they're trying to force compliance. Okay?
And you just say in the video, I just said that the guy told him, no one is going to serve you here. In other words, no one in this store, which the reason why they're able to have the store there in the first place, because of that veteran who fought blood and died
That's
and many
right.
other before, to even have the freedom to have their own store. He said, no one's going to serve you here. He is continuously following
stalking.
Them.
They're stalking him. Yeah.
He said that the police were on their way, and then he told me that I could not film. And I said, is that a law? And he said, that's a policy. And
yeah, that's
I said,
right. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy, just for the record. And I think the guy that was stalking both the veteran and my son, I suppose at that point he got the point that you're filming him, and he doesn't necessarily want people to see who he's working for or how he's conducting himself in a place of business.
And it's interesting, too, because, harassment the whole way. And they literally, just by going in there, proved the point of why we were there protesting in the first place. They could not have proved our point more to a T than if they tried. Immediately walked to the door. We were jumped all over. I mean, like the Gestapo. Like, get your mask. You can't do this.
Let me go back, though. When we first got there this morning, friends, this is standing up against corporate America. This shuts tyranny down. Just for the record, this is how you do it. So what we did is when we first got out there, immediately, I got a megaphone, so I'm basically speaking to the people that are going inside of the store, and we had one of the little baby Gestapos come over to me, and he looked at me and basically, tried to size me up and said, we're on public property. And I said, no, we're fine. We already passed this all with the sheriff. And then what was it? 10 minutes later, here comes the cops.
Yep, the police
and they
came
can
out.
Come over. They can come over and say hi. As a matter of fact, they can join in protest with us.
A lawful protest.
And when they came over, they were cool police officers, and they told us just to basically stay where we were for the duration of the protest, which was about 4 hours. They were cool cops. And it was interesting, even after when you guys went in and they said the cops are coming, the cops never came back.
Right.
Because the cops already knew that this was a lawful protest. But it doesn't mean that we're going to put up with lawlessness, and that is exactly why we were there. We were not going to have it.
And I would think the great thing to point out is the fact that this was a lawful protest. It was peaceable. There was no violence, no nothing. We are simply standing up for our rights.
We did have a heckler, though, friends.
We had several hecklers,
Oh, this guy was great, what he did. And if you guys could tee up some more of this film, I would greatly appreciate it. I got these guys for 2 hours, so I want them to see more of it. But I want we had one heckler who literally stood on the side of where we were at, and he kept going, bah. And I said to him, you make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And folks, I got to tell you, I just got to be honest with you. There's a righteous indignation when you look at a bunch of people that are honking their horns, giving us the thumbs up, rolling down the windows, and we're with you, where you just got to turn around and say, listen, this is the reason they're doing what they're doing, is because you're going in there and complying with these people. They don't have a right to attack your God-given rights. Well, going back to this heckler, man, he sat there for what, 5-10 minutes, just bleeding like a sheep.
He said, the Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. And I said, well, if the Lord is your shepherd, he is also able to heal you and keep you safe, you know. So it's interesting, some of the people, I want to go back to this veteran story because I want to complete the fact. So I had this on Facebook Live and we let people know what happened. So a gentleman came over, as we had several people throughout the day just come try to, you know, what are you guys doing here? And then we're supporting what you're doing, so on and so forth. So this guy came back. He went inside the store, purchased a United States flag, and gave it to the veteran. And his wife was in tears.
Yep.
And, you know, the thing is, it was so thoughtful that this man said, you know what? They're denying service to this veteran who has fought for his country, who has fought for the right for them to even have their business there. They were denied service, but you know what? And so he gave them the flag. They opened it up, this big, ginormous, beautiful flag.
Amen.
And the woman, who was his wife, the veteran's wife, gave him a big hug and was in tears. And
Amen.
Said,
well, you know what? The point is that's why we're here in the first place. Now, you know, they did their part. It's our turn to do our part and say no more to this. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me, friends, how many people are sick and tired of this corporate tyranny taking place in this country. But what amazes me more is the hypocrisy of the people that keep giving them business. You need to stop this. You need to knock it off.
Yeah.
Let's go back over to some of the people, because we literally seen at least 1,000 cars had to see our signs, and they had to slowly drive by us and listen to everything that we had to say today.
Yes.
You know, the very far and few between, let's just highlight the squeaky wheel real quick. It's absolutely, again, it's vital that people understand that when we get people out there, we are out there. I continuously reiterated the point that we're out here. It's not that we don't have anything better to do, but you know what? Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do rather than what we want to do. We're exactly where we're supposed to be. We're trying to wake you up. We love you enough to tell you what nobody else is telling you right now. But people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and you need to understand what's going on here. Again, this is corporate fascism. This is how they do it. This is not Germany of the 30s. I kept reminding the people, this is not the Gestapo. I said, but if you want a version of it, I said, you go into that store that calls themselves the family store today, because it's not a family store. This is a store that is, in fact, attacking your God-given rights. So, in the process, you get the one or the two. I think I've probably seen probably about 6 of them today. Give us the finger. Tell us, go get a job. Go get a life. And you got to turn around and tell them, listen, if I wasn't out here doing my job, fighting for your rights, you aren't going to have any. And I'll tell you what, all of a sudden they would take a check on themselves, and it would be like many of them came to themselves to realize, wait a second, thank you for doing what you're doing.
Well, even had people saying, go home, and the guy who had joined the protest, he said, I am home. This is America. I am at home. I'm in America. We actually had a loving and tolerant individual tell a 10-year-old, I hope you get the coronavirus and flick him off with a finger. So this
Isn't
is the loving
cute?
Tolerance.
Yeah,
that
folks,
we're gonna
come back and we're gonna continue this little talk, and we're gonna get more video teed up for you concerning standing up to corporate tyranny. I'm going to tell you a couple more stories, friends, before we get to our topics. We also got the Michigan team calling in next hour. We'll have them up at the top of the hour as well. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Millions of people around the globe watched as Prince Philip was laid to rest at Windsor Castle. The Duke of Edinburgh's coffin was taken from the private chapel at Windsor Castle to nearby St. George's Chapel. Members of the royal family walked in a procession after the coffin. Queen Elizabeth II, who was married to Prince Philip for more than 73 years, rode behind the coffin in a vehicle along with her lady-in-waiting. Prince Philip died April 9th at the age of 99 at Windsor Castle after spending weeks at a London hospital for an infection and an unspecified heart procedure. A member of the Oath Keepers far-right militia group has been the first person to plead guilty to federal charges in the January 6th attack at the Capitol. This is USA Radio News. Demonstrations continue over the fatal shooting of Dante Wright near Minneapolis. Last night, protesters breached security fences, prompting arrests. The protests stemmed from former officer Kim Potter's fatal shooting of Wright, who was a 20-year-old black man last Sunday in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, after he was pulled over with an expired tag. Body cam footage showed Potter, a 26-year-old police veteran, shouting taser several times before she fired a single bullet. Potter resigned on Tuesday and was arrested the next day on second-degree manslaughter charges. Happening in Cuba.
Viva Fidel!
Raul Castro has announced he's resigning as head of Cuba's Communist Party. This ends an era of formal leadership from he and his brother Fidel. Russia is responding to U.S. sanctions. 10 U.S. diplomats are being kicked out of Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, listen to all of you doom and gloomers out there. Listen carefully, because I want you to hear me clearly. Don't sit there and tell me how much you love God. Don't sit there and tell me how much you love your country and your brothers and your sisters if you're unwilling to stand up against the tyranny in your country. And again, I want to remind you that I come from a military family. Hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died fighting against the very tyrannies that you're putting up with in your own backyard. And if you're one of those, I want to say this to you, and I want you to listen to me carefully. Shame on you. Shame on you. One of the things that we noticed when we were out protesting today, and I'm going to show you some more audio in just a moment. We got some more teed up here for you. It was interesting. The squeaky wheel is the people that would give us the finger. I would tell them back through the megaphone, you should be telling us thank you. And I'd have to give them understanding as to why they should be saying thank you. Because we're trying to shake and awake the American people to understand that this is how you do it, 1 Timothy 6:12, to fight the good fight of faith. All the people that are out there giving you the gloom and doom message, friends, what I did today, again, for the 1,000th time, my family and my wife, this is foreign to them. These are the people that are a part of the problem, 78:9 in the book of Psalm. These are the people that were armed and carrying bows and turned and capitulated in the face of their enemies. This is the kind of stuff that exposes communists and fascists for who they are. So love, what you must understand, and it's scriptural every step of the way, nowhere can you find in the Word of God the Lord telling anybody that He loved you with His lips. Nowhere. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to prove me wrong, that number is 1-866-582-9933. Please, all of you scholars, all of you theologians, all of you Pharisees, you scribes, all of you that know the Word of God so well, I've been on the radio for 17 years, and I'm still waiting for one of you to stand, to put me in the position of standing corrected when I'm talking about the Word of God in such a fashion. Friends, nowhere can you find Jesus telling anybody that He loved them. As a matter of fact, He said to the people that said they loved Him, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." Do you know that the love of God is always found in demonstration? I can take that to the natural too. 1 Corinthians 2, where Jesus always spoke in the natural to teach you spiritual lessons. Look to the veterans. Did they talk about their love for their country, or did they show you how much that they loved you? It's time that we show the world our love. When I say love you by what we do, that's a demonstration of love. 1 John 3:18 clearly tells us that we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and in truth. And our hearts are thereby assured by doing just that. So we need to stand up for the next generation and actually love on them enough to fight for them. And this is, folks, this is petty. We're not talking about a gunfight on the corner. No, we're talking about going out there and educating people that know that everything that's going on and giving them a knowledge and saying the things that their conscience is already telling them that they know is right. And that's why we got a great affirmation. Not that we're looking for the approbation of men, but the affirmation of the people is, yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, now back to the squeaky wheel. You know what? Why don't you go get a job? We turn around and tell them we're doing our job. Because we understand that freedom was given unto us to do not what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And that's exactly why we're doing it. Why aren't you? It's like someone turns the lights on.
Yeah, it's interesting.
We love them enough to educate them.
It's interesting, that very point of, you always say, when does hate ever tell the truth? It doesn't do that. Love tells the truth. And, you know, if you think about it, you know, Saturday morning, people are usually, you know, sleeping in a little bit, having their coffee, making breakfast. But these people sacrifice their time to come out and educate these people and say, listen, this is what's going on. It's showing you on the back of the mask box. This will not protect you against coronavirus, COVID-19, or any other.
They tell you that.
It's literally on the box.
Yeah.
So we had cards made up. We're handing them to people as well.
But wife, what's important for people to understand, it's not even about the mask. The
yep.
mask is just the sign of compliance to unconstitutional edicts.
Yep.
That's all it's about. It's to these fascist corporations that assume authority that the governor does not have. The government is working hand in glove with these corporations to do for them what they could never do lawfully. That's why they're hiding behind these corporations
yep.
to do this.
It's interesting. Ray Comfort has a book, and when you open it up, it says, "What Man Has Learned from History," and every single page in it is blank, except yep. for the very end where he gives his explanation. If you literally look at this in comparison to Nazi Germany, one of the signs we had, this is not Nazi Germany, this is the United States of America.
Yeah.
And you go back to Hitler's days in the Holocaust, you know, the Jews, they had to wear the star, so on and so forth. Right now we're being told we have to wear a mask or you're being treated as a second-class citizen.
That you store won't even let you buy if you don't wear a mask.
You cannot buy if you don't wear a mask.
Does that sound familiar,
so
friends?
History repeating itself, and we're saying, listen, whoa, 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 we need to stop this dead in its tracks before it gets even worse and worse and worse. And people, by not saying anything, not choosing is a choice. By not saying anything, you're adding strength to tyranny.
You are.
And you're only saying, you know what? Your silence is compliance with what these people are doing.
Exactly. So we were out there doing our best to win the uneducated. And, of course, you're going to get the insincere ones. And I'll tell you what, they've got insincere responses, rest assured. But, again, for the most part, friends, we're speaking to the conscience in action as to what the people already know is wrong.
Okay? Oh, I think a lot of eyes
are open. It's not enough to complain.
It's enough to do.
Exactly. And here's the other thing. How many people? Let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and take Tim Brown really quick. You stay with me, Steph. Tim Brown was actually rolling this show out live for the 4 hours that we were out there. Tim, you there right now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. I'm going to play this audio here, and you go ahead and kind of share with us as to what was going on in Minnesota and Michigan, and if you'd like to add anything to it, please do. And then also make reference to your article over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, because, again, it's important for people to see Christianity in action. So here we go. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, well, I mean, if people want to see the whole 3 hours or so, and I think you guys were there a little bit longer, but they can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's called Unmasking Menards Live, the people protesting the fascist mass Nazis. And that's right there. I think it's like the top article or something right there in the list, or the second one, whichever one. And they can see the entire rollout. Now, it's done with the Facebook video right now, the embed code there, but I'm uploading it to Rumble. It's only at 62% because it's like 3 hours. But, but yeah, both you guys and Bethany and Adam and their crew out there in Lansing, Michigan, we're doing the same things. And both of you guys had gone inside too. Members of the party just went inside. Now, they stopped Bethany and Adam at the front, and, of course, he just showed what their sign said. Called them for what they were,
yep.
And then they left, and of course they had people giving them, you know, flying the bird and stuff as well. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, it's going out there, and you know, we saw a couple of hecklers there. We saw a couple with them. We had, I don't know, one or two maybe in the chat, and saying people acting like big babies, you know. And my return to that is just, well, babies wear diapers, only in this case,
right,
they're wearing them on their faces. And I said, who's your daddy? Who's the one telling you to do that? Because that's your daddy. And so that, you know, those are some of the things. But I'm with you. The people, they know the right thing to do. They don't want to be inconvenienced. They
that's
don't
what it
want
is.
To confront
yeah.
people. They don't want to make a scene. That's the whole point. And unless they feel like their life is in danger right at that moment, they're not going to. They're going to say, let those guys do it. They'll win the day for us,
and we don't have to
do anything. That's the way they think.
Let me bring this to the conversation. One of the things that I kept throwing to the people, I said, what else are you going to let them do to you if you keep complying?
Yep.
Because the fact of the matter is, friends, and I kid you negative, and this is the mind of the powers that are tolerated on a global basis, friends, they're already talking about taking a Q-tip and literally putting it in your anus to give you another test. And the joke, what people don't realize, this is an absolute mockery of the people on the planet. That they would even suggest it and expect someone to actually give way to it is insanity, is really what it is. What you're seeing right now, by the way, friends, is you're seeing the corner as to where we were at. This is not Nazi Germany. This is America. My constitutional rights are not forfeited at the front door. Got it, Menards. We're not asking. And again, we are not asking the devil for permission. But we, on this corner right here, there was a couple times where, well, no, it was more than that. Out of the 4 hours,
yeah.
I think it was pretty much backed up 90% of the time.
And Menards, you know, on a Saturday morning afternoon is a very busy place. For those of you watching, this woman and her two daughters joined in. They saw what we were doing. They went home, made their sign right there, and they came with us with the flag and with the sign. So they were encouraged.
Amen.
People need to understand that if you just simply stand up and courageously do something, other people will take courage by your courage, and then they feel emboldened to do the same thing. It only takes a spark to ignite a flame. It only takes one person to stand up to open up the floodgates, and people say, you know what? I've had enough, too. And then people will come and say, hey, I'm joining you next time. At the very tail end, we had another couple people come. They brought signs. They put freedom on one, and another one had another saying on it, too, as well. So it is encouraging for those of you who are watching the video, or if you just listen to us, people are honking their horns and saying, you know, this lady was a heckler.
Folks, what would happen is I'd look for the people that had their windows rolled down so I could actually tell them what's going on. And that's what I did for 4 hours. I just kept targeting them, and I kept going up to their windows. Some of them, of course, they wanted to go ahead and play games with their freedoms, but we're not a part of that. Nor did we give a lot of time to that, because we're not supposed to cast our pearls before swine. But again, friends, it's just absolutely amazing the opportunity to set the record straight. Here's another thing. How many of the sheriffs across this country are hearing from their constituents all day about the illegalities of what's going on? Isn't it enough for us to stand with the police and do our part as well to shut down these fascist corporations that are actually fueling the unconstitutional narratives here, friends? And what you're seeing, by the way, on the film, going back to the film that you're seeing on audio, or not on audio right now, social media platforms. Folks, we had people coming in and going, coming in and going,
yep,
coming in and
a
going.
Wave of,
so
yep,
we're really pleased, and every one of those are troopers, no doubt. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Hey folks, you know, I want to share with you, at least be transparent. I know we hear that word a lot, especially from government representatives that do just the exact opposite of what they say, Isaiah 5:20. But I do want to be a little transparent here, and I do want you guys all to understand that we've been doing this for a long time. This is why we went to the public schools, because they are not the state's kids. They are not the government's guinea pigs. But that's how they've been treating your kids, because the parents in this country keep driving and leading their kids and even dropping their kids off at the school gates to be illegally indoctrinated. Okay? This is why we went to the colleges, because we were letting the people know, listen, we're not going to put up with this, because this is not about education. This is, in fact, about indoctrination. This is why we're now on 142 radio stations. Okay? We want, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. That's all I'm trying to say. And listen, I love people enough because I love God enough, right? 1 John 5:2. And the fact of the matter is, if I don't love God enough and the love of God's not been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto me, Romans 5:5, how am I going to love my brother? You know, when Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, that is the fulfilling of his law, his moral law, not ceremonial law. Make the distinction. But again, we're not paper tigers here. We're not sitting behind the microphone saying, you people need to do this and you people need to do that. No, we've been leading the way for a long time. We preach in prisons. Hey, folks, wherever the door of opportunity is opened, we're going to take it. And this is a door of opportunity because we see that our rights are being trampled underfoot by the fascist corporations in America, and we're not going to put up with it. It's just that simple. Tim, I just highlighted your article, and if you want to go ahead and highlight maybe some of the things that took place over in Michigan, I'd like to hear some of the things that took place over there as well, and not just in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, Bethany and Adam had their eagle heads on and their shirts, Mr. and Ms. Patriot, and they were all decked out. And they had a special little spot there. There was like a little cement triangle where the people came in on one side and left on the other. So they were right there and then facing the road, kind of like what you guys were. But they had that. And then on either side of where the people were coming in and going out, you know, they they had people on either of those sides. I think they started out with a small group of, I don't know, 7 or 8, and I think they got up to about maybe 15 or 20, if I counted right, but I may be wrong about that. They'll probably tell you about that in a little bit, but, you know, they were there. But one of the things that's interesting, because you're talking about demonstrating your love and these people responding like that, I think they had a lot of the same stuff. They had mostly really positive response. And then, you know, a few people who were just jerks. I don't know any nice way to say it. But I think about when Jesus talked about loving, and I think about the good Samaritan. You know, he was considered an enemy of the guy who's beating up, who's coming from Jericho.
Yep.
And then you got the two guys, the priest and the Levite, who come, and they look at him. Oh, I got to be on my way. I got stuff to do. I got to be down at the temple. I got to do my duty before God, or what they claim was that.
Yeah.
And it was this guy who said, wait a minute, there's a guy in the road. I got some oil and some wine. I'm going to tend to him and take care of him. I'm going to put him on my donkey. I'm going to walk the donkey, take care of the guy, and I'm going to do what I need to do. And he didn't tell him he loved him. He just went and did it.
Yeah.
He just went and took care of him. And
yeah.
This is what the people were doing out there. They went out there, and they encouraged one another. They loved one another to go stand with each other. And then they loved the people enough to say, this is what they're doing. Stop feeding into this. Stop feeding this false love, this false concern. Because when you go in, one of the things that Adam highlighted was on the sign, and it's in the video. You guys won't have that there, but if people go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and they go to the live shot of that, you'll have to scroll through it because there's 3 hours, but it's near the last, it's in the last hour, I know. And one of the things they say in Menards is, we're doing this for your safety. No, they're not.
Yeah. Hey, Tim,
they're not doing it for your safety.
Yeah, I told the people, too. I said, the very people that are telling you to put the mask on, but again, keep in mind, it's not about the mask. The mask is just a sign of compliance. That's all it is.
Well,
and I told them, I said, the same people that are telling you that this is for your safety are the very ones that have sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies. Think.
That's right.
And that segues exactly into a point that I was going to make. Like, I was talking to a guy across the street. He had his mask on. He's saying, you know, I'm wearing this mask for my safety. I said, no, you're not. I said, you're wearing it for yours. He goes, well, I'm vaccinated. And then he said, I don't know what that had to do anything. But then he's like, so you're for that guy that got, because in Minnesota, in Hutchinson, we had a police officer. Some guy, again, wasn't wearing his mask at Menards. He got provoked by the guy at Menards, and he did something, some act of violence.
Well, people are tired of it.
They're tired of it, not condoning his violence. But he says, are you saying you condoning that? I said, did I say that? Isn't that amazing how people just put words in your mouth?
No.
Well, you're saying COVID is not real. I'm saying it's not to the point of how they've blown this thing so out of proportion.
Yeah.
And shutting down businesses in our society and all the damage that's been done and all the suicides that have gone up and all the domestic abuse that has gone up. All these things we're not talking about because we're simply just going with a narrative that's being told us.
Because what they want to do is they want to browbeat you into submission in an attempt to justify the unjust. justifiable.
So,
and the fact of the matter is they can't justify it. You know, one of the things that I shared with the people too, folks, with the megaphone is I just turned on all the people that were going into Menards. And I say to them, 94% of you people say you don't believe the media. And yet you got a diaper on your face, you got a mask on your face, which, by the way, doesn't work. Look at the manufacturer tag on your masks. They don't work. It's not about the virus, friends. It's not a virus that's been under attack over the last 13 and 14 months. Yeah. It's been your God-given rights. And when you bring that into perspective, people begin to look at it a different way. And it's exactly what we mean to do, and it's exactly what we did today. No question about it.
And so going back, this guy, he goes, well, you sound like a smart lady. I'm just going to read these signs and go do my shopping. But it's interesting because every point that he made, I said, this is a lawful, peaceful protest. This is not a violent. A lot of these protests, you see, they're very violent. They're destroying property. No, we're exercising our right to peaceably assemble and to say, listen, folks, you need to open up your eyes and ears. And I think especially in this particular county, many people aren't even used to seeing this, but we had overwhelmingly most people supporting what we were doing.
Yeah.
Honking their horns, thumbs up, we're with you. When are you coming back again?
If you're watching the video right now, we got an employee from Menards, fascist Menards here, trying to tell us to go do this somewhere else because he wants to justify what he's doing there. And by the way, they all the well know that they shouldn't be doing the things that they're doing. Yep. But again, that's what you're dealing with. And this is the Gestapo, friends. Nobody could justify what the Gestapo was doing. Not even the Gestapo.
Yeah.
They just did it because that was the direction to go, because that was the direction that they were being led to do the wrong thing, and they did it anyways. And what they say is they're just doing their job.
And you know,
no, they're not doing their job. If they were doing their job, they'd be standing up against corporate tyranny. And in this particular case, Menards would be standing up against the tyranny of the governors. But that's not what they're doing. They're assuming authority that's never been given unto them and has never been given to the governor. So how does this work?
And
one more point. We got other people on here, too, that tried to come up and pacify us and tell us we should do this a different way. How does that work? Well, why don't you go do it first and foremost, and then you show me how it works, because the power of protest shuts down the tyrants, and they just want you to be what they call reasonable, right? They want you to just see it their way and see it our way. No, we're ruled by law, Americans. We're not ruled by policy, and when you talk to these fascist companies, what are they doing? Well, they're saying these are our policies. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. You don't sit there and tell me to follow some unconstitutional policy. What, I forfeit my God-given rights when I come into your store? Absolutely not. I'll have none of it.
And another point that you always make, too, is at the Nuremberg trials, all the members of the Nazi Party were saying we were just following orders. We were just doing our job. When you talk to a lot of these people, they say, well, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing what I'm told. When does there come a point where you stand up and say, you know what? No. That's not right. And no, I'm not going to follow that order because that is a violation of people's rights. We are turning on our customers, and we're not doing the right
thing. Well, if the them that were doing their job during the Nuremberg trials were really doing their job, they would have went after Adolf Hitler rather than doing his killing for him. Tim,
exactly.
I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, that it's a good thing, Stephanie, you were videoing for a friend, Arnold, a Vietnam veteran there, because as far as I'm concerned, Menards stepped in with both feet on that.
They did.
Not only the attack of, is it going to be bad when I get this video flipped around, which I've almost got it flipped around.
All right,
when we put this story out, it's going to be bad news for them for there. And if I'm not mistaken, that's a federal law they've broken by wanting a guy who's fully on disability who doesn't have to wear that. There is an exemption there, and forcing that on him. I'm pretty sure he's going to get him in a court if he wants to follow that through too. But good for you guys, and good for the guys out there in Lansing as well.
Well, we got another hour coming up, and hopefully we're going to get a call from Adam or Bethany so we can get them on the air to kind of share with us the happenings in Michigan concerning their protests. But folks, if you're watching social media platforms right now, oh my goodness. I mean, look at the opportunities
that we had to shake.
If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present, and it's exactly what we were doing. And the only thing that you have to do to get in trouble today is to tell the truth. We got hour two coming up. Sons of Liberty Radio.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.